CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. Penn State University's president is gone. Coach Joe Paterno is too, fired for not making sure a report of child sex abuse was fully followed up years ago. A scandal that now has a retired ex-assistant coach facing multiple abuse charges and two university officials busted for allegedly lying to a grand jury about it.
After seeing how some angry students raised havoc after Paterno was fired, concerns have been raised about safety at the upcoming game by officials from the visiting team, Nebraska. Penn State's police chief says extra resources and plans will be in place to deal with any trouble. Urging students not to get out of hand, interim coach Tom Bradley said one of his goals is
find a way to restore the confidence and to start a healing process.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, State College, Pennsylvania.
The Senate has passed the slice of the president's jobs stimulus package aimed at helping Iraq and Afghanistan vets get jobs through tax cuts.
We shouldn't have veterans at the back of any line, but certainly not the unemployment line.
Michigan Democrat Debbie Stabenow. Russia's on the verge of losing its Mars spaceship, Phobos. NASA's Doug McQuiston says maybe we can help.
We have offered assistance, and if they need it, we will provide to the best of our ability with our space communications network.
Having that whole spaceship slide back into the atmosphere loaded with toxic fuel is something everyone hopes they avoid. Washington Nationals baseball player Wilson Ramos has been kidnapped in Venezuela. If it's a plot for ransom money, it isn't yet known.
Washington Nationals catcher Wilson Ramos was abducted by four gunmen from his parents' home in Venezuela yesterday. Today, police recovered the SUV used in the kidnapping and have descriptions and sketches of two of the suspects. No ransom demand has been made yet. Major League Baseball's Department of Investigations is working with Venezuelan authorities. There have been unconfirmed tweets from a Venezuelan police agency saying Ramos is still alive, but a spokesperson here at the Venezuelan embassy in Washington would not confirm that. Mark Seagraves for CBS News, Washington.
President Richard Nixon's secret Watergate grand jury testimony is about to be public.
We know what Richard Nixon said publicly about the events that eventually took down his presidency.
I had no prior knowledge of the Watergate break-in. I neither took part in nor knew about any of the subsequent cover-up activities.
Now we'll find out what Nixon said to a grand jury about it less than a year after he left office. The National Archives and the Nixon Presidential Library have made the records public. A pardon protected Nixon for past crimes, but he could have been prosecuted for perjury if he did not tell the truth to the grand jury. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
Wall Street, the Dow's up 83, the Nasdaq's down 5. And all about the number 11 this year for Betsy and Katie Overman, the twins in Madison, Wisconsin, turn 11 this year, 2011, on November 11th. They plan to go to school for 11 minutes, count down to 11 minutes past 11, and they already have 11 gift bags with 11 presents in each one. This is CBS News.
Come into the Home Depot today for pre-Black Friday savings on a wide selection of appliances. You don't have to wait until the day after Thanksgiving for savings like $200 off your choice of a front-load or top-load washer from LG. They're just $499 each right now. So beat the crowds with pre-Black Friday savings on appliances today. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. Home Depot store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, we'll test them fast and free on most vehicles. If the best way to test your battery was to place our tongues directly on your old battery, we'd do it. But we have a machine that's far more accurate. Need a new battery? We'll install it free with purchase using our hands. No machine can replace those. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Some scientists are saying at last there may be a treatment for obesity that really works in a brand new way.
In experiments with obese mice, a drug designed to kill fat cells helped the rodents lose 30% of their body weight. Now a researcher at MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston has had similar results with obese monkeys. Those given the drug lost an average of 38.7% of their body fat. The chief side effects were increased urination and slight dehydration. The next step is to try the drug on obese humans. If it works, doctors might have a non-surgical way to help their patients achieve dramatic weight loss. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
A private prison operator, Corrections Corporation of America, is getting out of the business in LaFleur County, Mississippi, closing Delta Prison that's there. The law requires private operators to run the jails at less expense than the state can, and CCA says they can't do that. It means 900-plus inmates must be moved to other facilities. Hartley Carnes, CBS News.
This holiday, tell someone how much you care by spending a whopping 97 cents on them. Walmart has all the latest smartphones from the nation's top carriers, like the LG Enlighten for Verizon, LG Optimus S for Sprint, and Impulse 4G for AT&T, all just 97 cents. Yes, I said 97 cents for a smartphone with all the bells and whistles. And no one has to know how little you spent. They'll think you went all out and will have no idea you found the money for their gift under the sofa cushions. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
College.
You join the military to serve your country.
Commission.
You work.
Deployments.
You sacrifice.
Promotions.
You spend your lifetime building toward retirement.
Retirement.
Now, you could lose it. Right now, government leaders are making severe cuts to your military benefits. But just $17 makes you a member of the Military Officers Association of America, MOAA, and gives us more ammunition in the fight to protect the benefits you earn. Visit MOAA.org/yourvoice right now.
Lots to talk about today, lots of strange things going on in our world. You're going to hear it right here on 1340 KYNS, your news station with Bill.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
That's me. That's it. Yeah, I is. All right, we're going to do it. All right, I hope your day's going good as far as, well, it's already noon. It should be going okay. Then at noon, you get something to eat. We'll talk about that, too. Let's talk about this. I don't understand exactly. We've offered, the Russians have a satellite that's grown up, and it's got some kind of toxic nasty in it. Okay, so all satellites have that, but we just don't say that ours has that. But anyway, so the satellite's possibly going to fall out of orbit, you know how they do. Why they do, but they fall out of orbit eventually. Gravity doesn't. And then, so we've offered our help to prevent that? Is that what we're doing? Are you serious? We're 0-4. How can we help them?
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly serve before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care and don't forget, hire a vet.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
That's right. You just need one more pair. Don't forget, Mike's Shoes is going to have the big Clark Trunk Show this Saturday, and it'll be a gift with purchase, whatnot. And then they'll have also the happiness and joy and everything. And the Clark's people will be there, and they're good people. And you're going to get, I think I got some boots or something's going on, too. So. Now, I'm going to stop by today and see if I can get organized. Now, I shan't be here tomorrow because it's Veterans Day, and this veteran's taking the day off. That's it. Thank you very much. All right, so you'll hear an instant replay of some archival program that we've done. Archival, not archival, archival program that we've done. Let's do today, before you get your foot in too much further. Our Heartland History on November 10th in 1961, the satirical war novel Catch-22 by Joseph Heller was first published by Simon & Schuster. And I have to tell you, the first time I read it, I had the faintest idea what they were talking about. And the second time, I thought it was the greatest book I ever read. On this date in 1775, the U.S. Marines were organized under authority of the Continental Congress. Happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps. In 1871, journalist and explorer Henry M. Stanley found Scottish missionary David Livingston, who had not been heard from for years near Lake Tanganyika in Central Africa. It's close to that. In 1951, customer dial long-distance telephone service began as Mayor M. Leslie Denning of Englewood, New Jersey, called Alameda, California Mayor Frank Osborne without having to go through an operator. Fancy was that. 1954, the U.S. Marine Corps, a memorial depicting the raising of the American flag on Iwo Jima in 1945, was dedicated by Dwight Eisenhower at Arlington, Virginia. 1969, the children's educational program Sesame Street made its debut on National Educational Television, later PBS. Our birthdays today include actor comedian Tracy Morgan is 43, rapper producer Warren G is 41, and rapper Eve. You got to know they have a little program to know who these people are, really. Eve, she's, I forget what she, how old she is, but it's her birthday today, so happy birthday to him, them, and yours, too.
Happy birthday to you.
Gonna be a long day.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter, get hooked.
Charter, get hooked. Now, for some reason, that's screwed up, but that's okay, because here's what I want to do here. This is important right here, because we got to do this, because this is important today. I should have done it before, but I didn't. I wasn't prepared. I'm sorry. But I'll be prepared. I don't know how could it take this long to find it. You type in military music, and it takes you 120 days to get to Halls of Montezuma. Theme from E.T. is there in military music. Why is that? Let's start at the top again. Reveille charge, taps, okay, bugle first call, hail to the chief, okay, army song. Wait, we got army song, navy song, God Bless America, Star Spangled Banner, the entertainer. Oh, okay, let's see if we can do it another way. I just need to call Zoom. That's all I have to have. How's your day going so far? Especially if you're a Marine and you got this Marine thing going on. They usually have a big. I think they have a big dinner. Is that tonight? Maybe Gary will call and tell us. They have a big dinner usually at the Embassy Suites. And I was invited one year, never invited back as usual. But anyway, it was really quite. It was really quite moving. It doesn't seem possible that I can't find this. It doesn't seem possible. It didn't come up here. Okay, let's try it another. I'm just gonna. I could say, well, wait. We'll be back right after this, you know, and then I could fake it. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let you know the pains that I go through to try to put together a program that doesn't go together, because I have no one but myself. I have no producer. I have nobody to help me out. I just do it all on my own, and that's the problem. I'm relying on me. All right, so that's where it goes bad. All right, so let's try now. Let's try. I got to type for a second. I'm really slow. Revenge. Let's see what we got here. Oh, it says Halls on. O-M. I can't type either. I admit Halls on. Halls on. Halls of Montezuma. Okay, I'm trying to be respectful of the Marines as best I can. And so far it hasn't worked out at all. All right, here we go. Let's see if this comes up now. All right, search. Okay. Oh, they got all kinds of different people do it. Here's the U.S. Marine. I'm gonna have the U.S. Marine Corps do it. After all, the U.S. Marine Corps is the U.S. Marine Corps. So let's have them give it a go. Here's to the U.S. Marines. The Halls of Montezuma. Are you ready? The halls. Here's to the U.S. Marines. The halls of Montezuma. Are we ready? Go.
No!
Yeah, wouldn't I know you? I picked the weirdest version that's ever been done. I guess the Marine Corps is when they were doing drill and stuff. They do that. I guess we're gonna try one more time and then we're done. I can't be having this anymore. This is... There, I got a feeling. I got a good feeling about this one.
Very fluty.
definitely takes you back to that picture. They got the guy carrying the flag, the guy with the flute, you know, and the guy on the drums. That's where it took me. Hello?
Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir.
Look it up under Marine Corps hymn.
I thought, I saw that. And
H-Y-M-N.
I thought, I know, but I thought maybe that was something else.
No. That was a...
But doesn't that sound like a hymn?
Pipe and drum. And as a matter of fact, there's going to be a Marine Corps pipe and drum team at Downtown Thursday Night tonight.
That's right. Downtown Thursday Night, a big thing going on, pipe and drum. And yeah. the other thing, too, is why is it called the Marine Corps hymn? Because the Navy hymn is very very hymn-sounding. It's very, you know, oh, God, watch out for us on the sea. But that's from the Halls of Montezuma and all that. That doesn't sound hymny to me.
Well, yeah, it's right out of their Bible. What are you talking about?
That doesn't cut it. I have to find out why. Here, let's do this real quick. We got to do this. Here's a Navy hymn. If I can type it in. Here's a Navy hymn. Now this sounds like a hymn. We play this on we play this of course on Memorial Day at Lost at Sea. Okay, Navy. Oh, I misspelled it. I don't misspell. I just mistype things. All right, let's go. Just a second. I'll be put out to pasture real soon, I can tell. Because things are just not going right for me. All right, here we go. Navy hymn. All right, here we go. Navy hymn. We're going to hear this. Now, this will sound hymny. Okay, well, should we do the American Military Band? Yeah, that would be good. All right, here we go. American Military Band, the Navy hymn. Now, this sounds hymny-ish. Hymnish.
Hymnish?
Hymnish. Hymnish. Here we go. See it? There's an amen at the end. That tells you right there it's a hymn.
Yeah.
All right. For those in peril on the sea, lad. Which there are Marines on the sea too, as we know. You know.
Yeah. Somebody's got to watch out for them sailors.
Somebody's got to take care of that.
Look after them. You know.
Somebody's got to eat all the potatoes.
The Marine Corps hymn is more like a battle song.
Yeah, it is kind of like a battle song.
And anyway. It refers to two battles. Interesting. It's kind of interesting. I enjoy reading history, and both of the two battles to which it refers were absolute. Bloodbaths.
For the other guys?
Halls of Montezuma were the Battle of Chapultepec.
Oh, wait, I got the thing. I haven't started playing games. But did you march to that?
Oh, yeah.
This right here? Did you march to that?
What? Well, every drum instructor had his own cadence.
Okay, but it says the Hall of Montezuma, U.S. Marine Corps, march to the cadence.
Yeah, every drill instructor had his own cadence.
Well, yeah, ours did. Ours certainly did, and it wasn't something you could repeat on the air.
No, particularly the repeating ones. We had specific ones for when we'd run by Marine and Navy boot camps are right next to each other.
Ah, yes, yes.
And we had some very special ones for when we were in that neighborhood.
No question about that. Now, let me say, this is really neat tonight. Let's talk about Thursday night real quick, because I got to get rolling. We are going to have a special event downtown. There's going to be the Parading of Colors. The U.S. Marine Corps Guard, I believe, is doing that. And I got it right here. Let me make sure. And so we're going to have them, and we're going to have the Fife and Drum Corps, and there's going to be all kinds of things down there. And there's a chance to donate money to the Vets Express if you can make a donation.
Yeah, the old guy that... has been sending packages to GIs for about 100 years.
Oh, here it is here. The evening's live will begin with a procession through the market by the Marine Corps Color Guard, followed by Central Coast Pipes and Drums, along with the Grizzly Youth Academy Drill Team and Cal Poly RO2C. Procession will end at Churon Higuera Streets, where the Posting of Colors will take place. Special performance led by the Grizzly Youth Academy Drill Team will follow the Posting of Colors. In addition, California Senator Sam Blakes will be on hand, guest speaker Dana Cummings, who's now the service officer here in San Luis, and he's also a CNN 2010 Hero of the Year, by the way. So the highlight of the evening will be displays and informational booths lining Charles Street, including the Vets Express. The Veterans Express, founded by Greg Shear, U.S. Army veteran, is going to accept donations for the Vets Express. Do you know what's really interesting? Because you've met Greg now, haven't you?
Yeah, I know him.
You know. Do you know what he did in the Army?
No.
Okay. Now, tell me, is there anybody in the whole wide world that this almost makes no sense when you see how this mild-mannered man, he was a drill sergeant in the Army.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of misconceptions about drill instructors in the Marine Corps being mean or whatever, and the reality is those were the finest NCOs in the Marine Corps.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand that, and they have to act like they're mean to try to scare the crowd.
Yeah.
I understand, but I'm sure that the guy we had, Westcott, I think he was just a cruel, cruel man. I don't think there was any redeeming social value in him whatsoever.
Yeah, well.
there might have been, but I never saw it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All right, I better get going. Are you going down Thursday night?
Yeah, my wife tells me I want to.
There you go, and you know how when the warden,
I'll be.
When the warden says pound rocks, you pound them.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, sir, I thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
Take care, bye.
Time now for The Ridiculous, and tonight we're adding the Dancing with the Stars judges, the voters, basically the entire system of checks and balances on that show, because somehow, and I don't know how, HLN's own Nancy Grace has gotten, as they say, the boot.
On this eighth week of competition, the couple who will be eliminated just 1 week shy of the semifinals is... Nancy and Tristan.
Yep, came down to her versus Rob Kardashian. Rob is the Kardashian who isn't Kim, or the other one, or that other one, or those two younger two. Let's just say there is a somewhat loose definition of stars sometimes on Dancing with the Stars. So Nancy made it a full 8 weeks in the competition, which is amazing. It is a heartbreaker, to be sure, because the very first week she tot mamboed right into our hearts, and then like a really tiny, super feisty, very opinionated dancing comet, she was gone. But taking the loss gracefully, Nancy says she's just happy to have made it as far as she did.
I am so proud, but I really cannot take the credit. You know what? It's been all Tristan from the get-go.
That's very sweet, giving a little nod to her dancing partner, Tristan, there. Here's what Nancy had to say later in the evening about what the journey, for some reason they always call it a journey, has meant to her.
The most important thing I'll take away is a new love in my heart, and that would be Tristan. Because we... Don't get crazy. We have worked together 7 days a week for a long time now. And contrary to the way we were depicted, I actually love Tristan very much. So I'm taking away a new best friend.
I really like that Tristan. Nancy also thanked her fans and the people who voted for her every week.
Thank you for voting for us and for getting to know Tristan. And hopefully you'll have many more seasons to know him. And I'll see you on the air.
Nancy, geez, enough of the Tristan talk already. I mean, it's Tristan this, it's Tristan that. Let's talk about you, Nancy, because I happen to think the Dancing with the Stars judges and the voters, the whole system failed, and it failed miserably. This verdict was wrong. You know, friends, I'm suddenly starting to understand why Nancy gets so fired up on our HLN show. Can we take a caller or something? Yeah? No callers?
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
CalGirlsNews.com right here. Pismo Beach City Councilman Ed Waggy said he will challenge incumbent District 3 San Luis Obispo County Supervisor Adam Hill in 2012. District 3 includes a large portion of San Luis Obispo, Avila, Pismo, and Grover. For Hill, a former Cal Poly English instructor, defeated incumbent Jerry Lenthal in 2008 to claim that seat. Waggy and Hill are on separate sides of a controversy regarding the Phase 2 study of the County Air Pollution Control, APCD, both supervisor candidates sat on the board of the APCD. The APCD created the study that shows a link between off-road vehicle use on the dunes and unhealthy air pollution levels downwind from the dunes on the Napomo Mesa. If the APCD board approves the rule, the district would have the ability to fine the state up to $1,000 a day when air testing downwind from the vehicle recreation area does not meet the APCD's air quality standards. The funds would then be primarily used to cover salaries for APCD staff. You see how that works. Hill, a former English Press colleague, contends allegations that the study is inaccurate or based on misinformation. He supports the study allowing the APCD to fine the state. Waggy, a graduate of the University of Washington with a PhD in chemistry, contends the study is flawed and wants the inaccuracies corrected. In addition, Waggy would like to see the adoption of best management practices at the dunes and a program of cooperation between state parks and the APCD. Waggy taught chemistry at Illinois State University, later head of the State of Illinois Hazardous Materials Emergency Preparedness Program and the Nuclear Power Plant Emergency Response Program. 81, he joined PG&E to support emergency preparedness efforts at Diablo Canyon. And for 1 year, he came out of retirement to work at the International Atomic Energy Agency in 2005, which is the year the IAEA received the Nobel Peace Prize. Waggy served 4 years in the Pismo Beach Planning Commission before being elected to the Pismo Beach City Council in 2008. So there you go. That's what's happened with that race. That's what's happened to the APCD thing. That's a big mess. It's not right. It's all screwed up. Okay, but then you have that because, you got kind of what's going on with other things right here. Okay. We have another story today. That's kind of special. And you don't get this kind of, you don't even find a story like this every day. Deputies arrested a Solvang woman for welfare fraud on Tuesday because she allegedly tried to buy a car with food stamps. That's according to the Santa Barbara County District Attorney's Office. The arrest followed a two-week investigation. Crystal Wood, 22, was booked in the Santa Barbara County Jail on $20,000 bail, which, of course, she doesn't have. She's scheduled to be arraigned in Santa Maria Court on today. Welfare fraud is a felony. What can you buy? Foodstuffs, right? You can't buy booze. You can't buy cigarettes. You can buy just like milk. Yeah, and cereal and potatoes and things like that. She might have thought, after hearing the news yesterday and after hearing all the news over the last 2 years of all their problems, she might have thought you could like buy a Toyota with food stamps. But maybe not. That's our Calcos News update on KYNS 1340, your news station.
CalcosNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Enjoy the great fall weather and dramatic ocean views with a visit to the SeaVenture Hotel and Restaurant. The SeaVenture Restaurant reminds you to call now to book your holiday party or dinner. Whether an intimate get-together or a large company gathering, celebrating the holidays at the beach is an event to remember. The SeaVenture has also expanded the wine list to feature all the wine nominees and winners from Sunset Magazine's Western Wine Awards. And live music is now 3 nights per week, Wednesday and Friday from 6 to 9, and Sundays on the deck from 3 to 6. And the SeaVenture Hotel is offering a great fall escape for locals only. Your overnight package will include a room with a private balcony and spa, fireplace, complimentary wine or champagne upon arrival, and breakfast delivered to your room to start the day off right. This package is $149 Sunday through Thursdays. So if you're coming to get away overnight or just want to enjoy the ocean views along with great food and spirits at the restaurant, we'll see you at the SeaVenture. Call for holiday party bookings now at 773-4994.
Carl Benz patented the first automobile over 125 years ago. 5 years ago, in 2006, Star Automotive opened to provide dealership-level, independent Mercedes-Benz services to San Luis Obispo County. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. We would like to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles. If you haven't yet, we would love the opportunity to serve you. You can learn more about us at starautomotive.com or give us a call at 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and the Star on your car.
It's darn. Hey, I want to do this before we do anything else, because we're here from the Traveling Wilburys. But first, let's hear from Spencer's Fresh Market, because it's lunchtime, and you can go to Spencer's to get yourself the greatest sandwich in the whole wide world, better than you're ever going to make for yourself, I promise you that. Unless you get the boar's head meats and cheese, unless you get the great bread, the homemade bread, unless you get all those things and put them together for yourself. But let's say you're lazy and you don't want to. Okay, well, then have them make it for you, and they can make you just a wonderful sandwich. You get roast beef, turkey, ham, whatever you like, a combo. Doesn't matter. And they have all kinds of other great things, too. They got potato salad. They got like three different kinds of potato salad, bean salad. They've got coleslaw. They've got egg salad. They got chicken salad. They got all those salads. And they make them themselves right there in the store with their own recipes, and so they don't buy them by the big, bulky, nasty. All right. Crystal's Geyser's Alpine Spring Water, 1 gallon jug. So this is a gallon jug, 79 cents. It will disintegrate over 1,000 years. All right, other things going on. They got Vista Beans, Sun Vista Beans on sale for 99 cents right there. And then IGA Holiday Values. These things make sense, really they do. Evaporated milk for 99 cents. A red pitted black olives for $1.29. Chicken or beef broth, 59 cents. Sweet corn and other vegetables for 79 cents a holler. And then here's some IGA plain or iodized salt. I didn't even know you could get plain salt without iodized. Okay, well, you kind of get. And it's 49 cents. And then a 24-pack of IGA drinking water is just $2.99 for a 24-pack, $2.99. IGA granulated sugar is $2.99. And IGA light brown or powdered sugar is just $1.79. So all those things are available to you at your nearby and friendly Spencer's Market. And don't forget, they have the big T-bone steaks on sale at $6.99 a pound. All right, get to Spencer's today. Why not? Oh, here's a sandwich. Show a sandwich right here. What is this thing? Oh, tri-tip sandwich, $4.99 right there, made with a Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce on a cheddar jalapeno roll. Oh, you can't beat that. That sounds good. All right, Spencer's Fresh Market's in 5 locations on the Central Coast in Atascadero, Morro Bay, Arroyo Grande, Santa Maria, and in San Luis Obispo, where I like to shop now and get some good stuff. All right, it's time. It's time for the lads to come in.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand. You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring. Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right, sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay. Somewhere down the road when somebody plays purple haze. Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right, if you got someone to love. Well, it's all right, everything will work out fine. Well, it's all right, we're going to the end of the line. Ashamed of the car I drive. I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that. And it don't matter if you're by my side, I'm satisfied. Well, it's all.
All right, the best you can do is forgive. Well, it's all.
They're traveling wheelbarrows. It's okay right there. There, Bill Benneker, Talk of Sheep, your friends and neighbors network. Thanks for joining me on this Thursday. And let me say what's going on. I guess the big thing right now, the big huge story, is of course that the president of Penn State and Joe Paterno were given the boot. Now here's what they said, and so here's the thing, and this is what's interesting. And the students rioted, you know, and caused all kinds of grief, and you know, but understand, every generation has something. Somebody's rioting all the time. So except for in the 70s, 80s. In the 80s, you know, that was that, the me generation? Yeah, they forgot to do anything. But anyway, but they had everything given to them that they ever wanted. That was the whole idea, because their parents, you know, had grown up under parents that had been in the Depression, so they gave their kids everything the whole way. Well, so what could they be mad about? All right, so, of course, we had the Vietnam demonstration. We had the political demonstration in Chicago, whatnot. And then before that, you say to yourself, we didn't have demonstrations. So then, absolutely, that's not true, because we had union demonstrations quite often, frankly. So it's just a part of Americana, such as it is. The point they were making was this: that when Joe Paterno was told that it was told to him as a fact that someone actually saw this. So instead of handing it down to his athletic director and saying, okay, look into this, and then his athletic director, knucklehead, decided to cover it up, but they're saying Joe Paterno himself, as soon as he was told that this was an actual witness to an event that was against the law, should have said, fine, call the police, bring the athletic director in, we're going to call the police and see what's going on. That's what should have happened. I can't disagree with it. I really can't disagree with that. That's what he should have done. And, you know, you feel bad. The guy's going to be 85 next month. He's been coaching for, 47 years? Yeah, you feel bad, but guess what? It's the way that mop flops. And this guy went on to come do some hideous things to others. So we're asking anybody else to step forward, you know. And then you always get somebody, one or two, that say, okay, I think there's some money in this. So I'll just say whatever I want. It's hard for a guy to defend himself when you already have eight people that definitely are against you. You have evidence of. It's hard to get two others to walk away. All right, guess what happened in Washington yesterday? Democrats in the Senate Judiciary Committee voted to repeal the federal law that defines marriages between one man and one woman. The vote that sends the proposal to the full Senate floor was considered symbolic because the measure has no chance of getting passed by the Republican-led House. Now here's the story of our political system right now at $177,000 a holler. Here's the story of our political system. All eight Republicans on the judiciary voted no, while all 10 majority Democrats voted yes. Do you mean to tell me there's not one Democrat that didn't say, you know, there's always somebody that said, obviously people voted for the things. There must be somebody that said, okay, I'm not for this program. Sorry, I'm going to vote no. Not a single Democrat wanted to vote no. Not a single Republican wanted to vote yes. This lockstepy stuff is really spooky. I find it completely spooky and scary. And, you know, we have a country that's got so many problems right now, and you got the world situation financially that's going on. And you have people that just don't seem to get it. It's just so painful. But okay, don't worry about that, though. There's other things that are painful. I can tell you that. All right, so right here they had the sticker on the front page of the paper today. Third annual Veterans Celebration Farmers Market tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. So they only want you to get down there and say hi. All right. This was a story that Gary's son was the Boy Scout leader in Aurora Grande. And so here's where they mentioned the arson suspect will be charged as an adult. It's felony arson. Well, arson is just a felony no matter what. Okay. Now, here's what happened yesterday. The big meeting, 1:30 in the afternoon, everything. Everybody's getting together on the ban on plastic bags. Anyway, for the moment, it's untouched. They put it off because crowd of angry people with pitchforks. They say, we'll put it off till January 11th. Well, vote again on January. You don't want to be voting on this kind of stuff just before the holidays. People have to have packages they got to carry out. And let's just let it go for now. I don't want to be Practically, not everybody. Please know, I don't think everybody. Does it make a dent in somebody's budget? I'm sure, you know, that's just the way life is. But, you know, if you have to pay a dime a bag for a plastic, for a paper bag, I don't think it's going to really affect anything. I don't think you're going to care. The other thing is it's not really going to cut down on paper bags. So we're going to use more paper bags. And so will they get recycled? Is this a good sign? Is this a good thing?
If people recycle them, I guess it is, but otherwise it's just going to get more and more expensive to bag stuff. And then it may then eventually down the road they'll pass a thing that says, you know, you have to have a cloth bag, and then they'll pass a thing that tells you what you have to wear to go to the store and shop, and the exact amount of money you can take with you to do it. I can feel it. I can feel it. Here's a Kane defense, Perry boo-boo, Mark debate. You know, Kane saying nothing, and Perry kind of screwed up. And that was a big news here. He couldn't remember one part of it. I don't hold it against him at all. He couldn't remember one part of his three-part plan. I would have forgotten two parts probably. So knowing myself, I say, okay, well, I understand that. Morrowbie Cayuga sewage plant is stuck between money and the state. Coast Commission wants it moved, but cities don't want extra expense of the new site. The thorny question of where to build a new sewage treatment plant will be up for discussion tonight when officials from Morro Bay and Cayucas hold a joint meeting. Listing sewage treatment plant is a quandary that needs for the two communities. It needs a major upgrade that is expected to cost at least $34 million. The State Coast Commission does not like the proposed location near the ocean. Analysis done by a consulting firm shows that moving the treatment plant to a new location could almost screw things in a big way. Could almost double the cost, mostly because private property would have to be acquired, and that's a problem for Morro Bay Mayor Bill Yates. Cost is a concern that I hear on practically a daily basis, he said. We don't want to spend any more than we have to. So here's the interesting thing. Consultants were consulted, and they determined the location of the current power plant, treatment plant rather, is the best location for the new facility. They also analyzed two possible alternative sites, the former Chevron oil terminal between Cayucas and Morro Bay, and 260 acres of farmland adjacent to Morro Bay along Highway 41 called the Rigetti site. Let me see something else. Now, here's the interesting thing. I don't believe Morro Bay, Cayucas, has a history of spillage. If someone knows of one, you can certainly call me at 786-2578. I'm not going to say it never happened, but it doesn't. They don't have the history that some other places have. So the Coastal Commission's concern, of course, should be for the ocean, and I don't know why they don't seem to be concerned about the ocean Pismo for any particular reason, but they figure that this isn't Pismo, for gosh sake, this is Morro Bay, I guess. If you're not spilling papoo into the water, then who cares where the treatment plant is? If it's been treating sewage there for X number of years and doing fine, I don't know how many years it is, the cities really don't have the money right now. And once again, you have a state commission that's not elected; it's just appointed and whatnot. They have no finger on the pulse of anything. They really don't. They don't care they don't care what the effect of a decision is going to have financially on anybody. That's not their concern. But you see, in these times, they should be concerned. We say no to everything just because. Not really the best way to run stuff, I don't think. But okay. Okay, that's just my opinion right there. All right, electric stars come out for the CMA. Now, this is interesting, and I'll tell you why. The award, Entertainer of the Year, went to Taylor Swift, and, Taylor Swift, do you think, is she country, is she rock and roll? She's a real crossover lady. And then here's the number one single, and the number one song is If I Die Young by Kimberly. Kimberly Perry wrote it, and then the band Perry sang it. This was interesting because before this happened, somewhere I saw that song before mentioned by somebody, and they said, where did this beautiful song come from? And so I thought, I've never heard of the band Perry, nor have I heard of this song, so I'll look it up. It's a dreadfully sad song. It's called, by the way, If I Die Young. That's that cat can't be happy. Dang. My wife said, turn it off. I don't hear that. I said, okay. So. But not won the award. Okay. Album Icon Party by Jason Aldean, female vocalist Miranda Lambert, male vocalist Blake Shelton, and vocal group Lady Antebellum wins again. Family circus creator Bill Keane died at the age of 89, and Keane began drawing the one-panel cartoon featuring Billy, Jeffrey, Dolly, PJ, and their parents in February 1960, and is now featuring nearly 1,500 newspapers. I am a reader of the Family Circus. I think it's very cute. He also had these ghost images of I don't know and not me, who get blamed for household accidents. And those were funny ones. Okay. Ruby Dee is alive despite false tweets. Contrary to a flood of tweets overnight, Ruby Dee is very much alive. Jeffrey Levitt, representative for the 87-year-old actress and civil rights activist, corrected the false reports on Wednesday. So what are you talking? Heavy D's the guy that died. It wasn't her. So she's still alive and she's fine. And she never does. She didn't even do rap music. I don't know how they got that confused. You know, she's not a rapper of any kind. Okay. So I don't know how that happens. There's a number of people in the news that, you know, they're tweeting stuff and then they go, oh God, I wish I hadn't done that. You know, I wish the heck I hadn't. You know who the latest is? Mario Batali. Mario Batali was comparing bankers once again to, and this is what you can't compare anybody. This, know this now in the beginning of the 21st century. Never, ever, ever compare anybody in the whole wide world first to Hitler ever, because just we can't come up with anybody that bad. You know, I don't care what they're doing. We can't come up with anybody that bad. And then Joseph Stalin. He was no piker. Joseph Stalin, as a matter of fact, killed, and try to imagine this, Joseph Stalin, it's estimated, killed 12 million of his own people. So you'd have to say that he's not a really good guy either. So it's kind of hard to compare anybody to these two. I wouldn't do it if I were you, because then everybody they tweet back and they go, I apologize, it's not what I meant. Yes, it is. It's exactly what you said. It's exactly what you felt at the time you said it. You said it. I didn't mean to say it. My fingers, I did the walking and I tripped. Yeah, right. Oh, wow. You hear this? You hear this story here? You know these full-page ads we get in the Tribune and elsewhere? You know, this is the super-duper pill that'll make you skinny in a day and a half. Eat one of these, you know what I mean? It's arsenic, that's why. But here's the deal. Now these scientists have really decided that maybe we are onto something here. I think these are people in South America, in Brazil, I think it was. And they have come up with a pill and first they did it in mice, and fat mice became skinny. Then they did it in to monkeys, and fat monkeys became skinny, and are thin. But they say what's interesting about this pill is this. So if the pill like this ever comes out, you know, it's going to cost, you know, $10,000 a month to take it. And the sad part of this is that you can never stop taking it, really, unless you somehow, once you saw yourself all skinny down, you said, okay, I'm just going to, you know, be a vegan, or I'm going to, you know, just eat rose petals or whatever, and that's it. Because they said that in the monkeys, they said, first off, monkeys are very much like people. The ones that are fat and lazy are fat and lazy. And so that's how they are. And so they said when they lost weight, the fat and lazy jobs, they started eating again and loafing around, watching sports on TV and not doing anything. So that's what happened there. So it's interesting, though. Can you imagine how much this pill will cost? They have a name for it. Well, they said they did the experiments in Texas, but that's not who invented the darn thing. Where's the people who invented this darn thing? See, that's what the funny part of the story. They're not really saying. But that's not where it started. Okay. Let's see what else we got. Contents of MJ's final home for sale. Zsa Zsa Gabor rushed back to the hospital. That's a girl for Beyonce. I'm just getting rid of the gossipy news. And then yesterday we had a story I didn't get to. Yesterday I had a story I didn't get to. Whose tooth was it they auctioned off? A dead guy's tooth. Oh, John Lennon's tooth. I forget what they said they got for it. It was something ridiculous, you know, some $5,000 or some foolish thing. Somebody paid for John Lennon's tooth. Hey, don't try to find it, Bill. We don't need to know that. Okay. It was a molar. Yeah. It wasn't an incisor, you know, so it was an molar. So that must be worth more if they do it by weight, I guess. Let's see what else we got going on. Oh, well. Remember this golden system we had, a collegiate system here in this country, in the state rather, the CSU program. And we said, you know what, we want to educate people in California because then maybe they'll stay here and they'll help the state out. Okay, so what's happened, though, is the people at the very top in all the schools and whatnot have decided to take all the money, and they've left the students screwed. So what's happening now is, of course, they're thinking of raising rates another 9%. Yeah, so it's another jump. It's just another jump. So it's still better than a private school. I mean, it is. It's better than a private university. But at the same time, it's really amazing. The raise would bring the yearly tuition bill to $5,970. And you say, well, you know, there's people that pay, you know, $80,000 a year and stuff. Yeah, I guess they do. But that doesn't make them smart. Even if they get a diploma, that doesn't make them smart. Maybe they get a degree. You might have to consider whether or not they're smart or not. So anyhow, but it's interesting, you know, as we pay these administrators more and more money, it's like, okay. Now, this is the thing that should disturb you, and it doesn't matter if the Republicans will go crazy with this, but the Democrats should be concerned about it. And because this, once again, if you're a voter, just and the people in Washington, they can raise heck about it, but what are they're going to get $177,000 when they leave. They don't care. A year. So they, you know, that's not really that important to them, really, because they all sort of operate under the same way. Every president operates the same way. Everybody in Washington operates the same way. It's we, the voters, that are sitting out here going, are we being treated right? Are we being taken care of? Do we vote people in? Can we depend on them? You know, to be honest and forthright and all that kind of stuff. You'd like to think so, but there's apparently some evidence that a major donor pushed for the Solyndra loan, and so and this was a big contributor, guy that raised a lot of money for the Obama campaign, and so apparently, even though Barack Obama said, I don't remember how they do that, Barack Obama said, it came up, I brought him up, and, you know, these folks can use some dough. But anyhow. It doesn't surprise me. It disappoints me, but it doesn't disappoint me any more than when Bush said to all the rich people, "You're my base." Every president, has people knocking on their door saying, "Here's, I will cross your palm with a coin, and then you do the rest." So I don't know why Obama would be any different, and in this case, maybe he wasn't any different. Oh well, we're all grown up. We should just understand. Doesn't matter if it's him or the next guy or the next guy or gal or the next gal or guy or next gal, because once we get women in there, they'll stay in there. We'll realize, the folly of our ways with these crazy men. They really don't get it. Right? They don't get it. So here they have this major flooding in Thailand, which is a huge story because the people are living everywhere. You know where they're living? In the airport. And here's the interesting thing. This is really weird. This one guy said, I've lost the ability to be angry. A 49-year-old spent nearly a month sleeping in a tent near rows of airline check-in counters at Da Nang, which literally means city on higher ground, the smaller of two airports in the Thai capital. Now, luckily, it's a city on higher ground. And then they show people here in a picture living in these cement boxes that were stacked on top of each other, put a monorail on top of. Just absolutely, absolutely amazing. Just truly amazing. All right. Now, and earlier in the week, we were supposed to have just a really poopy weekend. The whole weekend was supposed to be no good. Rain. So here's what's happening, though. If you look at a weather map, the system is just smashed against, the coast. So it's right there, hovering above us. But the thing is that it's changed, though, a little bit. And so what they're saying now is that there will be rain, but not near what they thought it would be tomorrow, and then Saturday and Sunday, okay. That's kind of good news, right? Yeah. But in one day, it went from a 90% chance of rain to a 50% chance of rain tomorrow. So I have a feeling we're going to have to see some kind of rain tomorrow, but I don't know how much it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be a lot. Once again, I shan't be here. I'll be out in the rain, of course, but I won't be here in the rain. So I just want to let you know. All right. State in support of most drug and gang units, the California Agency blames budget cuts for its withdrawal from 34 of 52 local task forces. So for now, we're giving up. Which is interesting news because there was a headline here, cartel suspects tortured and then killed. So the drug cartels aren't going to get smaller, they're not going to get smaller. And the gang units, they're not going to say, the cops don't have the money anymore, so we should stop recruiting for now. That's not going to happen. And of course, what you're going to see, and they've already seen this in the jails, these people that are going from prison to county jail because they you know, which is just paying, borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. They're now starting to see larger gang problems in the prisons and all that kind of stuff, in jails, and from the prison into jails, and so they're seeing larger gang problems. Well, no kidding, no kidding. And a lot of guys that are in gangs end up in jail. A lot of people that end up in jail end up in gangs. That's the sad part of the whole thing. So it's not a place where things get better. So far. You always got to say so far. U.S. economy, Obama stays out of debt panel talks. Because the debt panel, I don't know what they're going to do. The debt super committee composed of 7 Republicans and 6 Democrats has been working for weeks. Evidence of progress has been scarce, with Republicans demanding large cuts in benefit programs such as Social Security and Medicare, while Democrats press for additional tax revenue as a condition of her agreeing to make deep spending cuts. The committee's deadline is November 23rd, which they're not going to see in a million years. And I hope they don't. I hope they don't. It doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense at $177,000 a year to put it on the backs of people on Medicare and Social Security. Come on. They make $12,000 a year, and you want them to get less? Is there any sense to that whatsoever? Doesn't mean it won't happen. Matter of fact, I have a bad feeling about this. I don't have a bad feeling it could happen November 23rd. Everybody just kind of throws their hands up and says, okay, we'll just give this crazy thing a go. And they won't really care how bad it is. It can be really bad. Okay. Other things going on. Let me look at my headline. Oh, dude, here was this really weird story. Wait, this really weird story today. Unbelievable. And that is... this guy here, the professional baseball player Wilson Ramos, a catcher seen as one of the young building blocks of the Washington Nationals, was kidnapped. He was in Venezuela, where his hometown. He's in Venezuela visiting the gang, family and friends, and 4 armed gunmen came in and took him away. Now there'll be a ransom for this guy. It's the first time anybody's ever heard of this, but the way things are going, it probably won't be the last of that either. Can never go home anymore. Yeah. You're going to get kidnapped. It's an amazing story. So baseball league, they don't know what to say. They don't know what to say. They weren't ever prepared for this. No, they don't have a statement to speak of except we hope he's okay. There's a question is going to come up though. I'm going to tell you. Is the team going to foot some of the bill to get him back? I'm sure they're counting on it. Wow, what a strange story. All right, what else is here? Okay, we have another thing here I want to get to. I won't have time for the news, so let me just see if I can. Let me put it on hold, and we'll get to it after the news, unless it comes up right away. And even though I don't have time, no matter what. Okay, but we'll get to it after. But what the story is going to be about is that apparently someone had blamed Barack Obama on the idea that he was going to have a Christmas tree tax. And that's not true, that somebody started that rumor just for the grin, they do. And that there's no validity to it. I can say validity, even though I'm from New Jersey. It's not a valid thing. So we're going to find out about where this started, they think, and what happened and all that, because that's just a really weird story right there. Right now, we're going to go to CBS News and let them update us and find out what's happened in our world, our ever-changing, ever-weirder world that we live in and on.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes.
On this vote, the yeas are 95. The nays are 0.
Hard to vote against that slice of the president's jobs bill, the one that grants tax cuts to generate jobs for returning military veterans.
After blocking every other piece of President Obama's job bill, Senate Republicans joined Democrats on this day before Veterans Day in approving a measure to provide tax credits for companies that hire out-of-work veterans. Montana Democratic Senator Max Baucus.
Look what they've done for us.
Look at the sacrifice they've given, what they've done. At the very least, we go more than the extra mile to make sure that they get jobs.
The measure, which will not raise taxes, also provides job training help for veterans and is expected to pass the House. CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Penn State coach Joe Paterno fired for not making sure his report to higher-ups of possible child sex abuse was fully investigated could still be in some hot water, says CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The prosecutor has ruled out charging Paterno for failing to report the incident he did tell his supervisor, but it's still unclear whether what he said under oath before the grand jury last year is consistent with what other Penn State officials were saying, and that's the sort of disconnect that prosecutors would focus on.
Former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky faces multiple counts of abusing young boys in his charity. It's one of the nastiest coastal storms in Alaska in many years. Forecasters say the wind has been grinding down from hurricane force to the mid-50s today. Coastal communities could still be in jeopardy from high water. After taking so much political heat from environmental activists, the Keystone Pipeline from Canada to the Gulf get some changes.
The pipeline will reportedly be rerouted away from environmentally sensitive areas in Nebraska, and that could delay the project until after next year's election. Though the White House says the decision has nothing to do with politics, the State Department was put in charge of approving it. Environmentalists oppose the 1,700-mile project.
CBS's Cammie McCormick in Washington. Experience still matters. Hofstra researchers did a study. Could young medical residents using Google diagnose maladies as well as seasoned doctors? In short, of course not.
When we asked residents to Google a diagnosis based on some keywords and then compared it to experienced attendings in our division, they did much better. The attendings did much better based on experience than the Googlers.
Dr. Kenar Javeri at Hofstra. On Wall Street, the Dow gained about 115 points, NASDAQ up of almost 4, and oil prices today under $98 a barrel. In the town of Tar Heel, North Carolina, there were no candidates on the ballots for the 4 part-time elected positions. 117 people live there, so they picked their council members by writing in the names of the people they hope will serve. Now the county elections board has to find out if those who were selected will take the job. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has started Black Friday early with pre-Black Friday prices on appliances today. Get $600 off a stainless steel French door Maytag Ice 2O refrigerator that uses even less energy than an average light bulb. All for just $1,298. Beat Black Friday's crowds with a wide selection of appliances at pre-Black Friday prices today. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey guys, Macy's Veterans Day sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
A new report says New York's not doing such a great job taking care of its military veterans.
The Marist Poll of Veterans and Hunger paints a picture of what survival looks like, says Food Bank of New York President and CEO Margaret Purvis.
And it's the kind that absolutely should not be happening.
The poll found 1 in 10 New York City veterans did not have enough money to buy food in the past year. More and more ending up at Anthony Butler's Brooklyn Soup Kitchen.
Vets who are not either emotionally disabled or physically disabled are in the same boat that a lot of poor folks and people without jobs.
Out-of-work veterans are eligible for food stamps, but Butler says many of the applications get held up in red tape. Marla Diamond, CBS News, New York.
Rodeo bulls are ornery. It's part of their snot-slinging, whipsaw-bucking job. And when Skywalker, a bull in Hawaii, got his head stuck in a giant tire on a ranch, no one could get close to him to get it off until he got tired. 20 hours he wore that tire. Ranch hand got it off with a board for a pry bar. Skywalker's okay. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Come into the Home Depot today for pre-Black Friday savings on a wide selection of appliances. You don't have to wait until the day after Thanksgiving for savings like $200 off your choice of a front-load or top-load washer from LG. They're just $499 each right now. So beat the crowds with pre-Black Friday savings on appliances today. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. Home Depot store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, we'll test them fast and free on most vehicles. If the best way to test your battery was to place our tongues directly on your old battery, we'd do it. But we have a machine that's far more accurate. Need a new battery? We'll install it free with purchase using our hands. No machine can replace those. Service is our best part.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
That's right.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
November has been declared Thank a Veteran Month by the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors. It is a time to reflect on all that we owe our men and women currently in uniform and our veterans who so nobly served before them. Whenever you see a service member in uniform, please take a moment to thank them and be mindful of our reserves and veterans and always be thankful for them. It's Thank a Veteran Month. Please show them how much you care and don't forget, hire a vet.
An old friend and supporter of Talk Is Cheap is on the phone right now, Paul Van Burton. Hi, Paul. How are you, man?
Paul Van Burton, yes. Hi, Bill Benica. Nice to talk to you. I haven't seen you or talked to you for a while. I do listen to your show, and I'm glad you're still around. You know, we're getting a little bit older, but, you know, we still hang in there, don't we, Bill?
Well, half the show I remember what I'm supposed to say next, and half I don't, so it's getting a little more challenging all the time.
Yeah, but that's one of the beauties of getting older, because at our age, we don't care as much
now, let's
about
put,
that kind of stuff,
I'm at the age where I don't care at all. Let's put in a plug. It doesn't matter. I can't retrieve it, so to heck with it.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference.
That's
anyway,
right.
I just wanted to share something with you. We've done some remodeling at the Flying Dutchman in Morro Bay. And, you know, we're doing a benefit tomorrow night in honor of Veterans Day. So we have two fellows coming up to thing at the restaurant. They're called Two Faces, Bruce Corliss and Tom Walters.
Okay.
And they're going to do a benefit for the Wounded Warrior Project.
Cool.
Something that I was thinking about, and I have been thinking about for a few years, and something that is something near and dear to my heart, you know, with my brother being, you know, in the Vietnam War and stuff.
Right.
That it's something that's the unsung heroes of these kids that come back that, you know, are hurting, and they get kind of brushed under the carpet, as you know.
And this, and let me, the Wounded Warrior Program is excellent, and I'm glad you're doing a benefit for them. I'm really pleased with that. That's really cool. Now, tell us about the changes at the Flying Dutchman.
Well, we decided that you know, we had a little overflow area, but we decided that we remodeled that whole building in 1993,
right.
And you know, we're talking about what 17, 18 years now, Bill, and we just decided we just need a little facelift. And, you know, we just kind of cleaned it up a little bit and changed the color scheme a little bit. And, in fact, we're actually even going for a name change, believe it or not. I mean, I don't, sometimes that can be kind of dangerous, but we're going from the Flying Dutchman, and we're going to rename the restaurant the Dutchman Seafood House.
Can I have the name Flying Dutchman?
No, you cannot.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I thought that would be a name of a great show.
Well, you could if you want to. But,
you know what I mean?
No, but, you know, we just I encourage people to come out, you know, and take a look at it because we're doing some fun things. We're going to be getting a – we set up a little bar area, basically. And, you know, the Bruce and Tom played there a couple of weeks ago, and I really liked the music. And I just think it's a good worthy cause, and hopefully people will come out
cool.
and support –
Cool.
You know, this Wounded Warrior thing.
Okay, now, what time do they start playing?
Well, they start playing at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, good, okay.
And it's going until 9, oh, excuse me, until 8:30.
Okay.
So, you know, for us older people, it's not too late for us.
They can get
you
back
know
to bed,
I mean?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know?
I know what you mean.
And there's donation at the door and all the proceeds, no administrative, none of this stuff. Everything goes right, you know, sign a check and goes right to the Wounded Warrior thing.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And Flying Dutchman is great food. You were a sponsor for a long, long time.
That's right.
And then finally he realized who he was dealing with and said no more. And so, and I've always enjoyed the Flying Dutchman's food when I go to Morro Bay. So please go to Morro Bay tomorrow night if you're not doing anything else. Flying Dutchman, and there'll be a donation box there you can drop off.
Yep.
6 to 8:30, you got the Two Faces guy singing, and the money will go to the Wounded Warrior program, and I thank you very, very much, Paul, for that.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good. That's really nice. Yeah, really nice. Heavens knows these guys deserve. Here they're talking about it. You know, they passed this one part of the program, Barack Obama's program, about saying, okay, let's do something for these guys coming back to try to help them get some work. I know everybody needs work. I mean, there's no question about that. You know, and so you say, well, should the veterans have priority over jobs? You decide. That's up for you to decide. Honestly. Palm Theater. Jim's not going to be in tomorrow because I'm not here. And he's not. So I invited him in today, but he couldn't make it today. His plate was full. So I said, that's all right, Jimmy. I'll tell people what's going on at the Palm because there's great things. He said the way with Martin Sheen is just packing them in. He said the people love this movie. So that's the way. It's a PG-13. Margin Call, remember, this is like a Wall Street thing or a banking thing, similar to all those people in the room. And then that's R-rated. And then Sandra's Key is a PG-13, and there'll be no show on that on Monday. And then any day is Finding Joe. And starting tomorrow is Martha, Marcy, May, and Marlene. The four M's is their name. So that's what's going on at the Palm Theater, the greatest little theater in Hawaii. And you can go there and enjoy it. All right. So that's what I'm thinking about. Right. Everything's going on in our world today. About 19 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. And that's according to Colorado time. Boulder, Colorado, the atomic clock is telling us exactly what time it is. And it's saying what I just told you. It's saying my computer's not saying the right time. Oh, it's not. My computer time is totally wrong. It's exactly 19 after now. Okay. Is my computer clock wrong? Because everything else about this computer isn't right. So why should this be any different, for God's sake? All right. Oh, let's see if we can get to this thing. Here's this weird Christmas tree tax story and what's going on.
Yeah, it's a Chevy Volt.
Well, no, I don't want to hear all about the thing there. Chevy Volt. It's better than, oh, what a bad feeling, Toyota these days. But here we go. All right.
John King, USA. CNN Weeknight, 6 Eastern.
For conservatives, manna from heaven. And just in time for the holidays. A Christmas tree imposed by the Obama administration. Right? Just doesn't get any better than this. Obama the Grinch, the president who taxes Christmas. Heading into his re-election year, no less. At a time millions of Americans can't find work, let alone afford a pricey Christmas tree. So in a snap, the internet version of a wildfire. A banner headline on the Drudge Report. Fox News tweet is a play on a holiday favorite. I can't sing, but you get it. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. How much can O tax thee? Gotta admit, that's catchy. And the conservative gateway pundit recycles Drudge and adds a personal note. Barack Obama hates Christians. How about that for Christmas season creativity? Use a new tax on a Christmas tree to stir up all the crazy birther Obama is a Muslim conspiracy garbage. Bad form anyway. Unchristian, you might say. and all the more so because of tonight's truth. It's all a bogus attack. The money raised from that new tax, 15 cents per tree sold, will be used for advertisements and other ways to promote the real deal, real trees, over fake Christmas trees. The truth is, though, this tax was not hatched by the Obama administration. It came as a request of the tree growers, the National Christmas Tree Association. Yes, there is such a thing. The National Christmas Tree Association, which is looking for ways to fight market decline. Those looking for ways to attack President Obama, well, in this case, barking up the wrong tree. The conversations about this tax actually started back in Bush administration. But the critics won't back down, and they won't see that they're barking up the wrong tree because their attacks worked, at least for now. Tonight, the White House says, because of this big dust-up, the new Christmas tree tax is on hold.
And life goes on, life goes on, life goes on the same way all the time. That's always really sad. All right. I'm going to be in a good mood, though, because it's Veterans Day. I'm going to honor my fellow veterans and tomorrow by taking the day off, number one, and then by honoring my fellow veterans. The thing is just a terrible thing if you're as a veteran. I hate to even share this story with you. When people come into the country that have been killed overseas, they come into Dover Air Force Base, as you may know. And now it's turned out that from 2003 to 2008, incomplete bodies, you know, so body parts, were incinerated and taken to a local dump. So in their defense, the people that run Dover and the Air Force, Secretary of the Air Force, said, well, it's not happening now, though. And were it not to have been discovered by someone, would they have ever informed their relatives of the people whose remains were unidentified or were in parts, which doesn't necessarily mean they could not be unidentified? I don't know how long ago they started using, you have a DNA test, you know, a DNA sample as soon as you go into service, so they have it on record, so they can find any little piece of you and know who you are. But anyway, so the question is you know, did they know who these people were and still just say, tough? Did they not know who they were and still say, tough? Very, very strange. Very, 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 very strange. So we had a situation where the bodies of some airmen from World War II, were, some remains were found, and there was four airmen on the plane. And so what they did was they put them in a communal grave. You know, they said, okay, we don't know how to sort this out. So let's just, you know, they went to all the families and said, here, we'll put them in Arlington. We'll put them in a communal grave if that will work for all of you. And they said, fine. You know, in Arlington, the Arlington thing, the brouhaha there was insane. So anyway, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has called for an investigation and a review of the handling of remains of the Dover mortuary following the reports that these ashes were dumped in landfills. So I hate to report these stories sometimes. I don't know what the heck it is. Okay. Rivers of toxic garbage in Bangkok, as you can imagine, with that flooding they have there. It's just absolutely amazing. Okay. What does this mean? I want to find out, because every now and then you see a headline, you go say to yourself, say what? What? Maybe they're just trying to suck me in right there. What are you talking about? What kind of a way is this to start a story? Here's the headline. Here's the headline. Is there a city on Pluto? Before you answer, consider this. We've never looked. Two scientists want to change that. Before Ed Turner and Evie Loeb tell you about their research, they want to make one thing perfectly clear. They're not claiming that there's a city on Pluto, but if there was one, they say, we could see it. And as they suggest in a paper they've submitted to the journal Astrobiology, it's worth taking a look just in case. The whole thing began a couple of years ago when Loeb and Turner, astrophysicists at Harvard and Princeton respectively, were at a conference in Abu Dhabi. The organizer sent them on a tour of nearby Dubai, where the guide bragged that his gleaming, ultra-modern city was so bright at night that they could be seen from space and would outshine London, Paris, or New York City. So now that got the pair thinking, how far away could you see a major city on another world using an existing telescope? The question percolated for a while until Loeb mentioned it to Freeman Dyson, the Institute for Advanced Study physicist, famous for spending more time thinking outside the box than in it. Whatever that is. And then and he said, we should find out. So let's go get a grant from the government. I'm sure is where the money came from. We got the big old grant, you know. And we say so they go to the government. They say, we have an idea. What if there's a city on Pluto, the furthest thing from the sun that we know of, that used to be a planet, but now it's just a mini planet or whatever it's called now, a rock. Anyway, so why don't we go look? Even though the mean temperature on Pluto is about 3,000 below zero, yeah, there could be a city with people with lots of long underwear. I'll endure the break. I'll open some water and drink it. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. Let's get on the phone and say hi to somebody today. Hello?
Yes, is this Bill Benica?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yes, I am trying to find the name of the female guest you had on your radio show about a month ago. And she was a therapist of some type who dealt with musculoskeletal pain, and it was not a hands-on type of therapy like chiropractic. It was something different. And
boy, I'll tell you what. I have two calendars. We have the calendar here on the wall, which as soon as the month changed, we remove the last month and throw it out so it doesn't confuse anybody, because the people that do radio aren't the smartest, you know. But I have a calendar at home, and what I'll do is, I'm not going to be on the air tomorrow, but back on the air Monday. Do you normally listen for some particular time?
I just listen whenever I can.
Okay.
But a friend of mine, anyway, I wanted to give her this information, and if there, I don't know if you could...
Well, here's what I'll do.
Here's
the thing. It might be on my other calendar that I keep at home, but I won't be back I won't be back till Monday. That's okay.
That's okay.
And then and then what I'll do is, if I have it or don't have it, call the what is the number that we have? The 8830 number, 2570 number. Okay. 786-2570.
2570. Oh, that's the number I just called.
Oh, okay. And then Katie. Okay, that's okay. But that person, Katie, will be there, and I will say, here's the name of the person that this person is looking for. What is your first name?
Marilyn.
What is it?
Marilyn.
Oh, hi, Marilyn. Okay. Hi, Marilyn. Okay. So I'll say, this is what Marilyn's looking for, or I will tell her, I have no idea. I can't find it. And then you'll at least know that that's where you are in your search.
Okay. All right. So you vaguely remember having that guest on?
I do, but I'd have to look at my old calendar to find out, because I got so many people running through my head, I get confused.
Well, I'll tell you, I was in the car at the time, and I have all kinds of names scratched out, and the only name that I have that I can't figure out who it is Sonia Harrison. Is that the name of the person? Oh, well.
I don't know.
I'll
check it out. I'll see what I have.
Okay.
All right. I promise I'll do that for you, and Monday I'll have some information.
Okay. I'll call Katie on Monday.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks
Marilyn.
So much.
Have a very nice weekend. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. All right. We'll see if we can find out. Hopefully with my show. That was the next thing. See, but I don't remember. I don't know. People come in and talk about stuff. Sometimes I remember people, sometimes I don't. This is the thing we were talking to Paul Van Buren about at the Flying Dutchman. You know, the ability to retain information in an older brain, and I'll be honest with you, it starts to weaken. Stuff escapes. You know, you're not strong enough to keep it in anymore. So off it goes, and it goes to the city that might be on Pluto.
Oh, come on. We just had this pipe fixed.
Well, if we had just...
I know. If we had just called Ben Franklin Plumbing like you suggested, we wouldn't need another repair.
I don't want to say I told you so, but it's no secret that Ben Franklin Plumbing is the only plumber to call. From remodels to new construction, Ben Franklin Plumbing does the job right the first time. Plus, their 7-day, 24-hour service means every emergency is taken care of quickly and correctly.
Fine. Let's call Ben Franklin Plumbing.
You'll like this part. Ben Franklin Plumbing is offering $50 off all new business. And when Ben Franklin Plumbing schedules an appointment, they're on time. Or they pay $5 a minute for every minute they're late.
Are you telling me that a plumber will pay me when they're not on time?
That's right. But don't spend that money so fast. Ben Franklin Plumbing is committed to on-time quality service.
So, what's Ben Franklin Plumbing's number?
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold stainless steel four-door refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/14. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's going to happen and you can't stop it. No, I'm not talking about unwanted friend requests on the internet. I'm talking about cold and flu season. So be prepared to fight back. Walmart has low prices every day on everything you need to stay healthy. Like Theraflu 6 count for $4.97, Mucinex and Lysol disinfectant spray. So stock up now, because cold and flu season will be here before you know it. As far as those unwanted friend requests, just tell them you have the flu and you don't want to get germs all over your keyboard. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Uses direct to keep out of reach of children. Prices subject to change.
There you go. Price subject to change and no deposit, no return. All right. Here's the other thing, too. Let me just tell you this right here. I just Googled it. Pluto was discovered in 1930, and then it was downgraded from a planet to a dwarf. It's called a dwarf planet. If you're picking on the dwarf. Hey, you know what? The Wizard of Oz, they don't like that. Anyway, in the Land of Oz. Anyway, in 2006, it was downgraded to a dwarf planet. But anyway, it was discovered in 1930. Now, do you think, in all the people who have looked at Pluto since 1930 through telescopes, and Hubble, did Hubble ever look at Pluto? I'm sure he looked at every planet in the universe, wouldn't you think? If you were an astronomer in charge of Pluto, wouldn't you say, I think we better get a really close-up picture because we've got Hubble now of every single planet in the universe? I would think that. And nobody discovered a bright light indicating a city before, and so no building permits have been issued. The end of that song needed an ending. You know what I'm saying? I mean, something else had to happen. You couldn't, just end out a song like that and just go to Bill. That's too shocked. Charlie Mulberry's were our guest today, and that's the kind of music we're hearing. And so that, I liked it. Now, Roy Orbison, of course, is not with him anymore because he passed away. All right, now, hey, I came across this. I've never looked at this before in my entire life. Honest. I've never looked at this on CNN. Here's, they have an entertainment page. Here's a picture of Nicki Minaj, who is apparently very popular with especially young children because she dresses really weird and she looks like a clown. But people like her, I guess. Then what else they got in here? Oh, yeah, I heard about, what's the name of that man? Eddie Murphy. Because his producer for this last movie, this high-rise movie, and then he was going to produce him for the Academy Awards, somebody's going to say, Bill, you're not being political. Okay, the F word. But that doesn't not right thing. If you're talking about homosexuality and you use a slur that starts with an F, am I okay with that? Okay, so then when that happened, they said, you can step down now. And so then Eddie Murphy said, well, if you're throwing him out, you're throwing me out. You're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. So he said, okay, I'm done. So apparently the Academy is not happy. They're not happy at all. They're really, really don't. So if Eddie Murphy was hoping for like a Best Supporting Actor in the new movie, chances are zilch at this point. So Brian Grazer steps in to produce Oscar. And you'd know Brian Grazer the moment you saw him because he looks like he stuck something in a wall socket and his hair went boop. And he has that look about him. Boop. That's not plastic surgery, I don't think. I think that he's just a frightening-looking man. All right, so there you go. That's all right there. Okay. And then, what's the name of that guy? Ashton Kutcher, sorry for Paterno tweet. He tweeted something. And you know what the interesting thing is? They have a picture of the students that are for Joe Paterno and the pick of it. You know, the thing that you have to ask yourself, really, and these kids need to ask themselves, this isn't like, you know, they fired the football coach because he kicked some guy in the butt who was a teammate. Something like that. You know, they say, yeah, you're not doing your job, you're kicking him in the butt. Or Ohio State, you know, slapping people around. It's not even that. This is not going to police over 8 counts of child molestation, and at least one child molestation that he knew of anyway. And so you'd say to these people that are saying, well, they should keep him. He's a good guy. We love him. Everything's cool. Say, okay, well, let's see. If someone told someone that you knew that you had been molested and you would have trusted them to go to the authorities and do something about it and they didn't do anything about it, how would you feel? I really. How would you feel? That's it right there. All right, who else is here? Who else is in the news here? When I'm dead and gone, I don't care what they say about me. Mickey Rourke said that. And I think Mickey Rourke really cares what they say about him now. He's not dead yet. Okay. And they have a poll here. Should Kim Kardashian do a divorce tell-all? Yes, I want to hear her side, and no, she should keep it quiet. You know, I'm not really that curious a man. I really am not. Life happens, and I don't really, you know, whatever. And what I don't know doesn't hurt me the way I look at it. I don't care. But I have to admit, I would kind of wonder, when you've gone through that kind of trouble to get married and through all that folder roll, I would wonder what in the world in 72 days could go wrong. I want to make sure I don't make a misstep myself. Even though Nancy and I have been together 25 years, I could make a misstep at any moment. Any man can. You know that. All right. So there you are. What else is here? Freaks and Geeks, TV show. Here was a thing I thought was kind of cute. Animated Misfits, Charlie Brown and Eeyore. Hey, that's cute. They are kind of that. Okay, Eric Bana is going to play Elvis Presley in a movie. Other things going on. Evolution of plus-size TV characters. Adele went through this throat surgery, you might have known, if you're familiar with her music. She's got, she really has a great voice, and she's really a R&B singer. Anyway, so she had a little polyp. I don't know how a polyp gets from where, you know, President Reagan got him to somebody's throat. But anyway, she had a polyp, and they had to remove it off of a vocal cord, so she should be okay. That's enough of that stuff. There's more. It goes on forever. It just goes on forever and ever. You know what I was actually looking for is that as I was walking out the door, Nancy said, Piers Morgan quit something. I said, what? Is it CNN? What did he quit? She said, I don't know. I didn't really hear it. So I don't know, so I don't care. That's it. That's all I was going to do with that. I just want to let you know. I don't want to get carried away, but I just want to see that. Yeah, I never found out. Because he's very different than Larry King, obviously. Larry King was Larry King. But I think he does a good job interviewing people. I like his interview. All right, let's see what else is going on. At 19, exactly before 2. Well, maybe it's my seating position. It's 18 before 2. Sorry. 18 before 2. Other things that are going on. All right, let's find out what's going on here. Okay, here's the thing about the satellites coming in, and I don't know what they expect. Yeah. Agencies ordered to cut the swag. Government freebies hand out his conferences, T-shirts, mugs, et cetera, will be cut back under an executive order from President Barack Obama, looking to cast themselves a frugal steward of taxpayer dollars. There's the latest move in his We Can't Wait campaign, which seeks to castigate Congress for not moving faster on boosting the economy. All right, what else can't you get? You can't get the video teleconference and travel to limit the number of cell phones, smartphones, tablets, and laptops issued to employees to stop printing documents that can be posted online to cut the federal fleet of vehicles. Yeah, that's fine with me. Take away every perk they have. They don't need them. They can afford to buy them. If they don't have them, they can afford them. Every single perk they can afford to pay for. This is kind of a... Leaders of Alabama's most populous county on Wednesday voted to declare an estimated $4.1 billion bankruptcy 2 months after it seemed Jefferson County had to strike a deal to settle its debt. The commissioners took action, and Jefferson County has been trying to since 2008 to avoid that thing. And Birmingham is in that right thing. Cable company said Wednesday that they will offer internet service for $9.95 per month to homes with children eligible for free school lunches. That will start next summer, and is part of an initiative the Federal Communications Commission cobbled together to get more U.S. homes connected to broadband. That's interesting. We don't want to read that. We don't care about that. Oh, if you live in a rural place, rural property, the Cal Fire and Fire Board is going to charge $150 for your service to have the Cal Fire come out there. Here's the interesting thing. This is the cart before the horse, isn't it? Let me tell you. Let's see what this is. A state board restocked with Governor Jerry Brown appointees passed a $150 fire charge Wednesday on rural property owners in California to continue to drive by the Democratic governor to raise $50 million for those residents. Most receive a $35 discount for living in a fire district. An estimated 90% of structures qualify for that savings, but the remaining cost, $115, would be slightly higher than what rural owners would have paid under a tentative plan by the State Board of Forestry. So here's the thing. An estimated 800,000 structures in rural areas, including homes and office buildings, will be subject to the charge. The state is responsible for wildfire protection across 31 million acres, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here's what I don't get. Now, obviously, if you have to respond to a structural wildfire, a wildfire that's engulfed a structure, the cost of fighting the thing is going to be more than $175. $150. But at the same time, if let's say you never, ever, ever have a fire, you've done nothing. It's like a punitive action before, and you've done anything wrong. And that's a little bit weird, you know. Some taxes we understand, some few we accept, but you know, this is like, wait a minute, I've never had a fire. I keep all my all the stuff back from my buildings like I'm supposed to. I keep my yard trimmed, whatever it is. And you're going to charge me $150 just because I live where I live? Okay. That's sad. Once again, that's too bad. I see it. Earthquake struck eastern Turkey last night, killing at least 3 people and leaving dozens trapped in the rubble of toppled buildings damaged in a previous tremor, which killed 600 people. Boy, who needs that? Okay. Who needs that? That's all I gotta say. A quarter minutes before 2. Yeah, anything else in here I want to tell you about? No, that was it. That was it right there. I didn't have anything else in sports except the fact that this catcher was kidnapped. And then Tara Sullivan, who writes about college football, and I don't know who for, but she's in the Tribune. She said firing him was the right thing to do. So, yeah, it's too bad. Who's going to deny that? Quest to present upbeat as a crediting group calls. Stork cites progress and concerns of panel to put the school on probation in 2010. So Bill Stork says things are shaped up. Come on in. Come on in. It's like me with the FCC. Come on in. I'm doing everything right as far as I know. And see, the interesting thing was, is that as long as I thought I was doing everything right, and the guy that was the general manager thought I was doing everything right, and the guy that was the owner thought I was doing everything right, then I was home free. You know, they could have slapped us with a $10,000 fine for something. We all would have looked at each other and gone, "Are you serious? We thought we had that covered." Actually, that's not true. The two of them would have said, "I thought you had that covered," and they would have fired me. Okay, Friday shaping up as a wet 11-11-11, and this is the what? This is the last binary day of the century I read somewhere, so that's important to remember that right there. All right, but not quite as wet as we expected, which is what I told you earlier. Okay, come on, Bill, talk. Union Pacific is going to fence off part of the tracks in San Luis Obispo. Now, can I tell you something? I used to live in this area, and I crossed the tracks on a regular basis because right across the tracks from the end of Murray Street is the 7-Eleven and the laundromat. And I would do my laundry about 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning when nobody else was there because it just was very peaceful and calm, and you have to wait for dryers and all that stuff. And so I used to go in the middle of the night and do my laundry. But I carried it across the railroad tracks right there. Yeah, I would go to the 7-Eleven and chat with the lad that was there at that time because he was doing nothing in the middle of the night, and I was doing nothing in the middle of the night. And so I chat with him. And then, and this was many years ago, and then now they're going to fence it off. I don't know how far you're going to have to go to get over there. I know why. Somebody was hit there is why, you know, hit by a train. So they're saying, okay, we'll fence it off. Let me just put a regular chain link fence with a bar across the top, not that barbed wiry thing that sticks up, just a bar. You know, for people that are agile. All right. Time no longer. The annual Paderewski Festival kicks off tonight with a reception at Vina Robles Winery in Paso, followed by a concert by the Acuesta College North County Chorus. Program features choral music by Polish composers besides him and other people. Other festival's highlights include a concert by a Polish jazz pianist and then other things, Paderewski and whatever. And so if you think you're going to throw those kind of Polish names at me and expect me to get them all right, I'm not going to try. That's all I'm going to do. Now, here's something very strange, and I don't know what this means, if it means anything at all. They have tomorrow Veterans Day events, which are going to take place some on Friday. These are all Fridays, as a matter of fact. These are all tomorrow. The American flag as art and they're Friday, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. They're Friday. American flag as art and history Veterans Day event, and that's in Arroyo Grande. Cambria Veterans Day ceremony hosted by Cambria's American Legion Post number 432 will be 11 a.m. Friday in the Vets Memorial Building. Pismo Beach Veterans Day ceremony on the Pismo Pier, 11 a.m. Friday. South San Luis County Veterans Day observance will be 10:45 a.m. Friday in the Vets Memorial Building on Bellow Street in Pismo. And you know who is in here? I don't know what it is about. Maybe it's going to be on Saturday. I don't know. And maybe that's, I don't know. It says Veterans Day events. Los Osos Valley Memorial Park is not listed, so I don't know what that means. I didn't know. Well, here's two people on a position on pro and con on California's high-speed rail. So I'm not going to get into it, but it's so vital to go forward on the rail system, is according to the Fresno Beat. And San Jose Mercury News said it's a visionary idea we can't afford right now. And I have to sort of agree with that. It is a visionary idea we can't really afford right now. How do we propose to afford this? Unless the federal government's going to pick up the whole tab. The state has no money. We have nowhere. We're backwards. We have a bank account with less in it than we're supposed to have. So I don't see how it's possible right there. Okay, but okay, because I'm one of these people that have always said, you know, even Caltrans stuff, even state projects, you know, if they were, I know people say, well, they were approved 5 years ago, money was set aside, et cetera. So what? If it's not vitally necessary to replace a bridge that's going to fall down or something like that, and everything can function the way it is without any danger to the public, then to me, cancel the project for now. Just cancel it. Cancel it. I don't understand. The people tell you, well, there might be matching funds, there might be all this other stuff in the whole wide world. It doesn't matter. Whatever percentage of the money is coming out of California's budget, we don't have. We don't have it. We don't have it. So then Edward Quinn is a nuclear engineer and past president of the American Nuclear Society, wrote a letter, "Nuclear power continues to be safe and reliable." Well, not in Japan, but Fukushima was neither safe nor reliable. But he said that we've got things in place here where our generators can't get washed away and all that kind of stuff, and everything's going to work fine. And so our safety things are in place and all that. Nowhere in this article is nuclear waste addressed. Nowhere is it addressed. And the problem with our nuclear power plants is not their safety, generally. We've had one problem, but that's all. I think that's a pretty good record for our nuclear industry. But we have the 800-pound gorilla sitting on the table. It's called nuclear waste. There it sits. There it sits. And there it continues to sit. All right, what else you got here? Okay, let me see if I got anybody that's kind of crazy about, gets into something that's just nuts. Again, I don't have any particular facts before me, and therefore I can't quote a fact. So if somebody's quoting me a fact, what they're calling a fact, I have no way to determine. I'd have to look it up, and I didn't have a chance to look it up yet. But so this guy wrote a letter here. William said, "Your editorial, October 23rd, solar energy is an economic boon. PG&E has agreed to buy the energy produced in California Valley. PG&E has agreed to buy the energy produced because the state has mandated electric utilities to get one-third of their power from non-fossil fuel sources by 2020. The cost of PG&E will ultimately consumers is not mentioned. What this does. The cost per kilowatt hour for electricity as follows. Natural gas, 6.4 cents. Photovoltaic, 15 cents. Ultimately, the electricity generated by the solar plant must be paid for by the consumers. Now, excuse me. William, I'd have to ask you, I'd have to sit down and have a coffee with you and ask the question. You mean the current electricity going to the grid costs 15 cents per kilowatt? Okay? Kilowatt hour. So it's cost 15 cents per kilowatt hour for the stuff that's now going to the grid. Where is the electricity that's going to the grid right now? That which is going to the grid from solar, this is my guess. I mean, I'm looking around, I'm saying, how many big solar farms do you see? Yet. Okay, none that I know of. And so that electricity grid would have to come from homes, from rooftop solar. And so if you say, well, see, that's more expensive, to us, I don't know how that exactly works, because the people that have solar panels on their roofs tend to pay no electrical costs whatsoever and have excess. So I'm not sure where the 15 cents comes from for photovoltaic, but by the year 2020, if everything goes the way it's supposed to go, I'm wondering, is there going to be any accuracy in those two comparisons, in that comparison of those two things? I don't think so. But I could be wrong. I've been wrong before once. I remember it was very painful. Very hard on. All right, who else is in here? The European worries again hit investors. The investors are going crazy. They're like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? Oh my God, what's going to happen next? We don't know. Colleges snap up XXX porn domains to keep them clean. So there's this new porn domain thing that's going to be XXX. So that way you don't have to be going to funny things. Anyway, but what's happening is this: colleges are picking up, because like WashU, WSHU, Mizzou is picking up the XXX thing. And what they're trying to do is preventive stuff and say, we don't want you meddling around there with our name of our university in any particular way, shape, or form. In bad times, I'll be on your side forever. That's what friends are for. Thanks for being my friend on the Friends and Neighbors Network right here. Bill Benica, thank you. Have a very, very pleasant Veterans Day weekend. Please think about our vets. And you and I'll get together on Monday. We'll have a replay tomorrow. Monday we'll get together at noon o'clock. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.